This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No aggravations here. It's all right up front. Numero uno in Miami. That's us, along with the Spanish station. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of moving parts. I actually am taking a propane education course, ladies. I thought you should be the first to know that. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here. Yes, it is important for all of us to have propane education.
Shouldn't you, as a lifelong farmer, already be educated with propane?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, I feel like that would make sense for someone like me to be taking now, but I feel like isn't this stuff that you should already know?
Yeah, maybe that's why I was suggesting it, because I think it's good for
you. Because you know he's had some fires on that plant.
Right.
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. Yes, 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 and yes. The United States Army is raising bonuses for recruits. You can get up to $50,000 to join the Army. You're in the Army now. You hate stinking chow. You better never get rich, but you're in a ditch. You're in the Army now. $50,000 for first-timers. This is a COVID thing. Challenging to get enough people to go into the service, men and women. Let's see here. It's affected everything, right, in terms of labor. And going into the Army is labor.
Signing bonuses are signing bonuses, right?
Yep,
a lot of companies are offering them, so I think it's smart that the Army is, too.
Yep, it's your money, my money. Let's give it to these guys. So the maximum to this point has been $40,000. Now it's $50,000. The new package is based on combination of incentives. Listen up, parents. If you're trying to get your 18-year-old out of the house, this could be the way to do it. Select a career field. Whatever your individual qualifications are, that's what's taken in. I thought they just, as long as you were breathing, you had a pulse.
No way.
Hmm?
You have to do assessment testing.
You do? Are they doing psychological assessment testing?
Yeah.
Are they
Isn't
really?
That part? I would assume that's part of it.
I would hope they would, but you see, with a lot of these nut birds that go bananas that are in the Army, they haven't been successfully culled out, shall we say, because there are a lot of people that go into the service for the wrong reason. Anyway, so they have opportunities. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're of an age and you like to march, get to the infantry. They have special forces opportunity. They have radar repair opportunities, signal support system specialists, truck drivers. They're in a competitive market, so the Army says. And I guess that is true. Right, you see all these bonuses everywhere. Going to Starbucks, you know they were offering a $7,000. I saw on a door at one of the Starbucks around me, $7,000. This is a Starbucks that's in a mall that I went into the other day. $7,000 to sign up to work for. You got to agree to stay for a year, I think. What do they pay? $15 an hour at those Starbucks? $16 an hour?
Something
like
that.
Depends where you are, because minimum wage they pay above minimum wage in California.
They do. Wowie zowie, hunga bunga. All right, so I've decided what the prize will be for our dog pictures, Jay. You ready? I think.
Ready.
Yeah.
That means he spent 15 minutes rummaging around the house and he figured out what he wants to get rid of.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's very unfair.
Jen?
And not really
Jen?
True.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's like, I got an old radiator and this could be yours if your dog is cute. The fact that he
radiator?
Just mentioned propane makes me think it's something that's like a propane
heater, tank or something.
Or, yeah, there's something related to that.
I didn't
actually
think
that's too hard
that.
That's too expensive to ship, so that probably would be checked off the list.
Actually, that's an interesting thought. Thank you. I was thinking of ice cream. You want to win free ice cream for life? How about that?
For life? Don't give
for
away
life.
For life.
Jeez.
No.
Wait, I'm
problem.
All here for that. Yeah. Go and give away ice cream for
How
life.
How about
that's an awesome prize.
No, it's not going to happen.
There actually is a contest. Turkey Hill Ice Cream is asking. They're going to give away a prize package that includes free ice cream for life if you can correctly guess their new mystery flavor. So if you like Turkey Hill is really not good ice cream.
It has no flavor. No, I'm sorry, Turkey Hill, you know, whatever.
No, it's okay.
But it really doesn't.
It's a lousy name for ice cream, too. I mean, who wants to buy an ice cream that sounds
like
a turkey?
I've never even heard of Turkey Hill.
Yeah,
it's in like a grocery. Yeah, it's like a grocery
cheap.
Kind of thing. Yeah,
it's air-filled, cheap ice cream. Anyway, so if you're ready for the challenge, Jay, you can find the mystery flavor in the stores. You have to buy the new flavor. It just says on the carton, new flavor. It doesn't say what the flavor is, but this is a way of getting people to go buy it, right? So you get a chance to win free ice cream every month for 50 years. Also get 60 free carton coupons for the next 5 years and a $3,500 gift card to buy $3,500 worth of ice cream. That's crap to begin with.
It's a lot of ice cream.
It is a lot of ice cream. Well, ice cream is good for
you. And this has to do with our contest because?
Well, I just thought maybe I'd give away some Eastleigh Farm ice cream.
Can you ship it?
In the spring when we get back into operation. Yeah, sure. You can ship it. We can put it in, dry ice. Mm-hmm. Right? You ever, you do dry ice. It's
no,
great.
People do ship ice cream. I just want to know if you can
right,
ship
exactly.
Anything.
I don't know that we want to go down this road.
Why?
I'm looking out for you because this this is a big pain in the butt. Just find something else in your house to.
Because you're
going to
have
away.
To do dry ice.
Yeah,
and then
that's not something you want to get into.
Do you have dry ice on the farm, Doug?
No, most of the ice we have here is wet, but we can probably find some. We can dry it out. You know, put a fan on it.
Because you're going to have to do dry ice and then expedited shipping. I think it's a great idea if you're willing to put in the commitment, but are you willing to? You'll have someone else do it, I know.
Yeah, I will. But I have Mary do it. Mary's good at that sort of thing. Mary runs the farm. I want to know about Prince Andrew. Can somebody bring me up to date? I've seen back and forth this week a lot of focus on some kind of lawsuit mm-hmm. against him. He's trying to wiggle out of it. And strangely enough, he doesn't seem to be able to wheel out of it. So what's this?
He's trying to claim. This is such a weak legal argument. He's trying to claim.
He's such a weakling. He's just a weakling.
But it's his lawyers are trying to make the argument that because Virginia Jeffrey, who was the 17-year-old blonde girl in that famous, now infamous picture of her with Prince Andrew and he has his arm around her. Yeah. So she sued Jeffrey Epstein back in 2015 or something like that. And she won, I think, like $500,000. Prince Andrew's, his legal team is now trying to say that because she made that settlement with Epstein, that Prince Andrew is sort of somehow grandfathered into that protection because Jeffrey Epstein was running affairs for him. And so it's a very weak legal argument. The judge already said, no, that's not happening. And so the judge said that the lawsuit against Prince Andrew can go forward. I don't know how he's not going to just make a settlement and get out of it. But I also heard that, like, from the British tabloid world that they're taking away like a lot of his he doesn't do any public appearances anymore and that he's being stripped of a lot of his titles so
as he should this is not the first time he's been an embarrassment of sorts to the royal family so I think
Randy
I
Andy
only,
that's what my mom said his nickname was in the
Randy
80s.
That's right
really
it was
true.
You're right about that speaking of lawsuits there's a new one against the producers of Rust. This woman Hannah Reid, isn't that her name?
Armorer.
Say that 100 times fast.
I know, right?
Anyway, she is accused of providing both dummy rounds and live bullets, and that's the reason that this lady, what was her name, Helena Hutchins?
Helena.
Yeah. That's the reason she's dead, because this woman screwed up.
Well, now, this woman, her defense is the reason that Helena is dead is because Alec Baldwin, she's trying to put it back on him, that Alec Baldwin and the assistant director weren't following protocols and that she was trying to do some sort of training session with Alec and that he never responded. So, I don't know. This is just going to go around. This was her job.
She should take full responsibility because it was her responsibility and it doesn't matter what anybody else was doing. her sole purpose, her sole responsibility was to keep everybody safe and monitor that equipment. Nobody else should have been handing the guns to anybody else. Nobody should have even had access to the guns.
Right. Yeah, I'm not buying that. I think that's she's out to lunch on that one. You think anybody's going to buy that one? I see that Yee.
The guy is no longer Kanye West.
Right, yeah, exactly. Has a new girlfriend. And apparently Kim, isn't she dating Pete Davidson, Kim?
She is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's got a new boyfriend, he's got a new girlfriend, and she looks like she's about 20, maybe 19. Have you seen her? Her name is
Julia Fox.
She's an actress.
She's older than that. I mean, she's, I believe,
25?
I don't know. She's been in some stuff, though. I didn't know who she was until she started dating Kanye, but apparently a lot of other people are pulling up her IMDb, and she's been in some stuff, so I don't know.
Megan Fox.
Apparently younger. I mean, don't forget, Kim's like 40-something, 40, 41, and Pete Davidson's 29, I think.
He just turned 28.
28, yeah.
So
I bet they're probably both dating in the same realm, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Well, he was dating Kate Beckinsale, who is in her 50s, isn't she?
Or very late 40s. Yeah.
He's,
I don't know how he does it.
I think there's something going on easily visible.
That's all it is.
Here's Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly drinking each other's blood.
They are so weird. I cannot stand it.
You talk about engaged now. Showered. I know. We're going to have to hear more about them because now
they're engaged. What in the world? What would prompt anybody to do that? Seriously. What are you, out of your minds?
Commitment. It's spiritual and it's, you know.
Yeah, doesn't everybody do that?
What?
Every anniversary, Ryan and I are like, hey, we need to re-up the ante. Give me some of your blood.
And you know why I think it's so phony? If this was what they wanted to do privately because it was some spiritual connection.
Is your father listening to this? Go ahead.
Do it and don't publicize it.
Why are they publicizing that they're drinking each other's blood? Ew.
Nuts.
Because they obviously have fantasized about being like Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob back in the day. You know that's like their goals couple. So, yeah, it's just stupid.
All right, that's a good way to lose weight, I suppose. You let the blood keep flowing out of your system. I can think of a better way, and that's using Calitrin. Calitrin works so wonderfully well, been around for 25 years. The number one choice around the world, not just in America, but around the world, for healthy weight loss, 24 years and counting. Lose the weight the natural way and keep it off. Check out how you do that at toploss.com, their website. And when you decide to buy the New Year's New You look, get three for the regular price and three you don't have to pay for. So bring somebody along to help support you in your weight loss and keeping it off goals. Check it all out at toploss.com. Use the DJV code when you check out. Also, you don't have to pay for shipping using that code.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cashback match. Now to recap and say cashback one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Three after the hour now on the Thursday, January 13th edition of the DJV program, Trending Time Now. Don't forget, if you have photos of your fur babies, your dogs, or your cats in clothing, send them to Jay at DJV Show and all the social media so we can post them. And you could possibly get a year's supply of ice cream. Maybe. Perhaps.
Maybe. We'll
possibly.
See.
Yeah, send them in.
Depending on how hard it is to ship ice cream to you.
Yeah, nothing is written in stone, so
no.
Don't sue us over anything.
Right. We know. Well, listen.
We hold the rights to change our minds at any given moment.
That is correct.
That is the legal disclaimer.
Right? All right. Okay, so let's make sure that we have that everybody understands that we are here to please ourselves as much as everybody else. All right, trending things. Let's wash Pete Davidson out of the focus here and get into Jason Momoa and his pint-sized wife. There's a story that involves, the two of them together, or maybe not so much right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so the big D, Jay, apparently, for Mr. Big and Miss Small, right? Yeah, it looks that way.
Yeah, Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet, they are not using the D word. They are using the term parting ways in marriage.
Oh, and, how politically correct is that?
So instead of conscious uncoupling, it's now parting ways
in
marriage?
Yes, this is the new thing, parting ways in marriage. And they shared a joint statement explaining their decision, saying that they, quote unquote, felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times. So if you read between the lines, quite possibly maybe COVID, politics, whatever those divisions are.
They both have
found
somebody else. He's being hustled by every woman on the planet. So come on.
But they said they wanted to go public with this as soon as possible.
Wasn't she on?
Move on with their lives with dignity and honesty.
Okay, good. So what about their children? How many children do they have? That's the real...
They have two together.
And what are their names? I'm trying to figure out what their names are here.
Lola Iolani Momoa, and Nakoa Wolf, Manakuopo, Namakaya. He's Hawaiian.
Whoa,
so
way to go,
Hawaiian
Jay.
Names.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
That is good.
That was impressive.
I may have mispronounced everything else, but I do know some of the Hawaiian stuff.
It sounded good. That was good.
It did sound good. Yeah.
Well, and they're all about the co-parenting thing. They said that the devotion to their children is unwavering. And she was previously married to Lenny Kravitz. They have their daughter Zoe, who is like the spitting image of her, of Lisa Bonet. Yeah. But
she was on the Cosby Show. Isn't that where she was a kid?
Lisa Bonet was.
She was one of the teen daughters. Right. And she's always had a great relationship with Lenny Kravitz. Jason Momoa and Lenny seem to be best friends, kind of.
Really?
So it doesn't seem out of the ordinary that they might be able
that's
to
because
they're
only
a friendship.
Parting ways in marriage because there's a squeeze on now in these transformational times. So
yeah,
they
but
have
look,
seismic
I mean, this is
shifts.
Not, yeah, but like
lives.
a lot of people got divorced through the pandemic, and a lot of people got stronger.
Right, but they also didn't come up with this vocabulary. All right, 28 past the hour.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Hey, remember how 20 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, now it's the future, and I used all those savings to buy this new hologram phone. Because, you know, it's the future, and everything is holograms now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet. With up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine Pancreatic Insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Just weeks before hosting the Beijing Winter Olympics, China is battling multiple coronavirus outbreaks in a half dozen cities, with the one closest to the capital driven by the Omicron variant. Across China, more than 20 million people are in some form of a lockdown, with many prevented from leaving their homes. The Department of Justice announced Amtrak will pay $2.25 million to more than 1,500 people as part of a disability discrimination lawsuit settlement. People with disabilities encountered significant accessibility issues at 78 stations across the United States. It should be noted the U.S. government owns and operates the Amtrak rail system. Ronnie Spector, one of the best-known figures of the 60s girl group era, died Wednesday from cancer. She was 78. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
States like Pennsylvania, New York, California, and Illinois are all losing populations. States like Texas, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Florida have seen increases in their population using U-Haul truck rentals as an indicator from 2020 to 2021. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem on Fox News says the Republican philosophy of small government and more personal responsibility is a driving factor.
Folks don't move to South Dakota for our beaches or for our, you know, tropical weather, especially in January right now. But they're coming here because they want to be like us. They want to live somewhere where their government respects them and where they let them use personal responsibility to take care of their families, make the best decisions for them, and let them be free. And overwhelmingly, the amount of people that have moved to this state by the thousands have told us that that's exactly it. They want the way of life that we have, and we have the way of life that we have here because we have a small, limited government that understands what its job is and what its job is not.
The Biden administration is pushing the UN Security Council to impose more sanctions on North Korea after Pyongyang carried out a series of missile tests in defiance of United Nations resolutions. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield said on Wednesday, quote, "The United States is proposing UN sanctions following North Korea's six ballistic missile launches since September of 2021, end quote. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't miss out on your chance to win a fabulous prize, maybe. They're coming in by the hundreds, or maybe by the dozens. I don't know. We've got a few pictures of dogs and cats in their outfits. Jay, what are we?
Little outfits.
Yeah.
There's a couple coming in. You can send it.
You can
honestly DM or even comment on the post. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The handles are all the same. At DJ V Show.
At DJ V Show. All right, so today is Public Radio Broadcasting Day here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here. This is another one of those names. You did a great job pronouncing Momoa, Mimosa, whatever his name is, children. So here's the first radio broadcaster. His name is Guglielmo Marconi. How about that?
Say that again.
His name was Guglielmo. No, I'm not going to say it. Guglielmo Marconi. He's known as George to his friends.
He proved the Guglielmo.
Yeah, him too.
The start of the Marconi Awards.
Yeah, exactly. His name. Well, they call him Marconi Awards because he invented radio. He sent out and received his first radio transmission on this date in 1895, and people could hear it around literally a lot of parts of Europe. Anyway, so there has been a lot of the system has been perfected now. Obviously, you're able to hear us on these signals. The first real radio broadcast was in December of 1906, was in Canada, I think, if I remember correctly. And then there was, the people could hear this Canadian broadcaster down in Massachusetts. And then there were a lot of experiments, people trying to make this work. 1910, a live opera was broadcast over what was originally kind of shortwave from the Metropolitan Opera House. First public radio broadcast was at that time. So, and then we all know the legendary radio stations. First on the air, KDKA in Pittsburgh was the first commercial radio station. I think your father worked there, didn't he? I don't mean back then.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
Now you're in his studio. You're in his office, right?
I am. Yeah. Working from his home office.
Yeah, right, okay. You can tell him I said that. The Joe Rogan factor. According to many people in public health, he is a menace because he has gone back to Victoria's got a great read on this, and because she always, when she talks about stuff like this, she always sounds so great. I love it when she puts a little spin, a little attitude into her coverage of things like this. So Joe Rogan has become basically unlistenable, nobody cares anymore, and so he's trying to,
Well, he made a huge career. I think he made a huge career mistake. He had one of the most popular. Well, no, he had one of the most popular podcasts in the country, and then Spotify came in and threw like millions of dollars at him.
$100 million.
And yeah, I mean, to build his, his whole thing there, and then people didn't want to pay anymore, and so people didn't want to pay to listen to him on Spotify, and so his audience has just. Yeah, I mean, his audience has dwindled. He's not. And so now, in order to stay in some headlines, he's kind of taking the Fox News playbook and just saying the most ludicrous things that he can. And he's just trying to, stay relevant. And people are paying attention to him because he's saying crazy things. And doctors are coming forward now saying, okay, like, we get it. Like, you want to be a shock jock or whatever, which is such a stupid thing because there has never been another one since Howard Stern.
No,
but anyway, and so he's trying to, to be controversial. But in the meantime, he's really giving off a lot of bad information. And unfortunately, there are plenty of people who are willing to listen to it.
I think he may be using the Marilyn Taylor Greene playbook as well. She's pretty big into all that stuff.
And
her
sister Marjorie.
Yeah. I don't know why he always says Marilyn. I don't know. You must not like a Marilyn somewhere in your life. Or maybe you do like a Marilyn. I don't know.
I've actually not had any. I had a girlfriend when I was in junior high school. His name was Marilyn. I think that's the last time that goes back. There is good, there is bad, and there is ugly when it comes to eggs. So as a public service of the DJV program, those of you who are not up to date on, this is the same as ice cream, by the way. There's good ice cream, there's bad ice cream, there's ugly ice cream. And you could say that pretty much, I'm not being facetious, across the board with food. It's where you buy it often, where it comes from. So the thing about eggs is it's pretty much a diet, a staple in every American's diet, right? Do you ladies eat eggs?
Sure. Every day. I love eggs.
Every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So every day, those of us who live in this country alone eat over 200 million eggs in one day. Now, if you found out what the corporate egg industry is doing, that is the hens that have been genetically modified to lay more eggs, what they're sticking in them to get them to lay more eggs, you probably would be more careful about where you got your eggs. How much do you pay a dozen for the eggs in New Jersey you buy?
I think that the it's like $8.50.
$8.50.
Yeah,
are you
but I get the
organic eggs.
I get organic and pastured.
Yeah, okay.
Pasture-raised, which is important. That
free
means
range.
They're actually out. It's not free-range. That's the thing that people get mixed up. Free-range can actually, when they say cage-free or free-range,
well,
that doesn't mean they're wandering around. That means they're in a larger pen.
They're in a larger pen.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So I got if you buy pasture-raised and it says it on the carton, then those hens have to be outside and walking around and eating bugs and earthworms and the stuff that they're supposed
to eat.
That's
where my chickens ate a lot of...
Right, your chickens are wandering. I saw all the chickens. They're wandering everywhere.
They're eating
the dirt. The eggs are probably incredible.
Bugs, ticks, all that kind of stuff.
The eggs are probably incredible. You can tell the difference. When you buy like a cheap egg, the shells are so thin and the egg yolks are very pale look. They're anemic looking. They're like almost white. And then you have like the pastured eggs that I buy. I mean, the yolk is orange. It's bright orange. And the shells are hard. You have to really kind of crack them. It's just, you can tell the difference in the health of the chicken.
Well, that's a great way of you've learned your lesson well. There is this abuse situation that has come to the surface with the chickens. And people say, well, who cares about a chicken? But it affects what you eat. That's the point here. It isn't just that they're abused. That may be one issue, but more importantly to the humans that are consuming these eggs, and this goes, by the way, for egg whites as well, and there are two kinds of chickens. The chickens that are used for meat, hens are laying eggs. Chickens are used for meat. Now, eventually, hens get chopped up and put in Campbell's soup and stuff like that, but their lives are dedicated to laying eggs. And a chicken will last, 12, 14 years laying eggs, maybe longer than that. Just kind of depends on how good the rooster is that's around as much as anything else. And so the fact that they've gone into injecting these chickens with hormones, let me put it this way. The chickens that you eat at Chick-fil-A or KFC or wherever, they're all hormoned up. They live 90 days, they beef them up, and then down they go the road with a chainsaw, and that's the end of that. But the eggs, the hens, have not had this until recently. They haven't been injected. They put it in their food, and so what's happening is that the number of eggs that hens are laying has gone up to like 250 to 300 eggs a year, and that's way beyond... They'll die after a couple of years because they can't sustain. Mostly, a chicken in season will lay maybe 3-4 eggs a week in season, but not 250 a year. So with that comes a disparity in the egg whites. The quality of the egg is, as Victoria was talking about, the thickness of the shell and stuff. Well, what's inside is what you're really interested in. And the most important thing about an egg or egg white is vitamin B, which is biotin. And there are a lot of the new egg whites suck the biotin out of your system if you're eating the wrong eggs and egg whites. So you get muscle cramps, you don't have, you get dermatitis. I mean, some of these chickens are... Yeah, hello.
I would have never thought that what you're eating could actually be sucking the nutrients out of you.
Yeah, right. So I guess that's just my way with the American Family Farmer being an important part of my broadcast week. You can check it out at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, the podcast. I had a recent conversation about better chickens. There's a new thing and this is kind of why I brought this to the service. You can have fun with it if you want, chickens, and a chicken is a chicken is a chicken. Well, that's not true. And over the past 50 years, the breeding of chickens, the way they grow, what they're, how they're used. Chicken has become so popular because beef became unpopular. And so now used to have good chickens. Now we don't have good chickens. So what are we going to go to after bad chicken? What's next? Fish. And what will happen to fish? It already has happened, really, to the fish industry.
Exactly.
It's the fish that you get mostly in the stores. It's just...
So much of it, first of all, is mislabeled. Yeah. And I know people don't really take the time to do it, but really the way to do it is to buy a whole fish and then have them fillet it for you. So you know exactly that you're getting, what you're getting is the fish that you want, you know, that you're ordering.
Well,
because
you know,
any kind of white fish gets substituted.
What's happening, Victoria, is the same as what happened in, all the way around. And the big corporate farms have come in. They figured out with injections and hormones and stuff that they can make the chickens lay more eggs or whatever, make the cow give more milk.
They do it to cows. Yep.
Yeah. And it's just not good for you. That's all. Mm-hmm. And so there we have a public service announcement from the DJV program. Now 46 after the hour.
As retail giants and industry specialists prepare to gather at NRF 2022, Retail's Big Show, to tackle the sector's biggest topics and forecast what's next, retail customer engagement specialists and masters reveal new insight from consumers alongside their second annual Unpredictions report. The report helps to explain why online sales are still booming, which brands benefited the most during the pandemic, customer experience and loyalty, and what retailers should focus on to thrive in 2022. Megan York, Global Head of Product Marketing for Amarsys, is here to tell us more.
At Amarsys, we're on a mission to help marketers understand their customers better, and that's one of the reasons we surveyed over 2,000 people to help understand their buying behaviors during this pandemic. Over 30% of people said that they purchased something during the pandemic that they never would have before. Fitness equipment, painting sets, even home tattoo kits. But maybe not also surprisingly, the vast majority of people said whatever they purchased during the pandemic, they're not actually using anymore. That can be said about the treadmill that's sitting in my bedroom right now.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
There have been three of these. First on television, then the movies, and now back on television again, talking about The Equalizer. And we've had three very interesting people play the role. Edward Chucker, help me with his name.
Woodward.
Woodward. It was an older gentleman. It was completely against what you thought would be the type that they would look for to cast as somebody playing the role that he did. But he was.
Yeah, reminded me a little bit of Michael Caine back in the day.
Yes, absolutely. You're right about that. And I think that show was on TV for 8-9 years, if I remember correctly.
It was a good show. Good show. The reason we play that theme is that Denzel Washington has agreed to do a third entry in the big screen franchise of The Equalizer. Queen Latifah plays a role in a role reversal on CBS. I don't like the CBS show. I just think the scripts are pretty weak. I like the big screen movies with Denzel because I just think the guy is a tremendous actor.
Between Latifah and Chris Noth, unfortunately, that probably won't continue.
Yeah, they were cute together.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Denzel Washington, did you see some of the footage? He was paying tribute to Sidney Poitier and says that he was Denzel Washington's mentor, and he was reminiscing about some of the times that he spent with him. He said, quote, "To see him in his pajamas and to hear him curse was something special." I thought that was kind of, there was a warmth to that that I thought was really special.
Well, in many ways, Denzel wouldn't have a career if it had it not been for Sidney Poitier
opening up the door.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yep. We all know Denzel Washington is one of the best. What about
he is one of the best. You know, what's interesting about Denzel Washington, he's 67, he can still do action. But, you know, Liam Neeson, after some of the Taken movies, said, "I'm never going to do action again." And, you know, he's 69, Liam Neeson, churning out one B-actioner after another.
Yeah,
I just watched An Honest Thief on Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
it was a watchable movie, but Yeah, but it's just, you know, it's interesting how these actors are just, you know, Liam Neeson and Nick Cage and John Cusack and Bruce Willis on different forms, but just churning out these movies for a paycheck. It's sort of bizarre. Yeah,
that's one of your favorite themes here. What about the SAG nominations for movies? Anything there that surprises you?
They snubbed West Side Story for Best Ensemble, which is insane. I did hear, you know, yesterday you spoke about Dwayne Johnson possibly hosting the Oscars, but I've been reading that they might go with Dwayne Johnson, Chris Rock, and they want Pete Davidson. That's what the New York Post is reporting. It's a weird pick, but they believe that you get a demographic and they want to go younger, so I could sort of understand why they would want to go in that direction. If you asked me that 5 years ago, I would say that would never happen, but times have changed.
Yeah, that's true. All right, what else do you have that's exciting?
Netflix reportedly putting together a deal to do back-to-back sequels to Red Notice. Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot will be back.
She's also agreed
to do. Yeah, again, you know, if Netflix checks clear and they're big, so these actors are going to, you know, do whatever they can if they get work.
Gal Gadot is really hot. Yeah, go ahead. You're going to tell me.
She's also going to do a star in a remake of To Catch a Thief.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot, yeah.
What do you think?
That is one of my ultimate favorite old-time movies. It's a Hitchcock movie from 1955 with Cary Grant and Grace Kelly. I think it's interesting. It's a very glamorous role. I feel like any time that there's a script that calls for a beautiful, glamorous woman, there's only Gal Gadot left. Like, I feel like who else in Hollywood is taking these roles now? It all falls to her.
Yeah.
Which I love, and I think she's fantastic, and I think she's gorgeous, but it just seems like the way Hollywood has gone, there's just no one else who can play those types of roles.
She needs to eat a few more hamburgers, though, I think.
Oh, Jesus. You don't eat any hamburgers.
Sharon Stone has joined The Flight Attendant, which was apparently an HBO big... What's the big deal with that? Really?
Oh, I'm so excited there's another season coming.
Yes.
The Flight Attendant was fabulous.
It was a limited series on HBO Max starring Kaley Cuoco, and she's a flight attendant who gets caught up in some CIA stuff. It's a really fun series. It's fantastic, and it won a lot of awards, and everyone kind of just clamored for a second season.
I missed that one.
And to have Sharon Stone is going to be playing her mother, so that's going to be really interesting. And I love Sharon Stone. It's great for her to get these good roles.
This is one of those fun movies, the shooting on location, not only in L.A., but in Reykjavik and in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
This looks pretty good. I don't know. I didn't know this story. I'll look for it. I didn't know the movie, The Flight Attendant, it's called. Okay. I'll check that out. All right, Chuck, any more comments on the SAG nominations other than all these people that got snubbed? Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, other than the fact that most people just simply don't care.
Well, I think they feel tone deaf.
I hate saying it, but it just feels tone deaf.
No, it's true. They've ruined it for themselves. That's basically what they've done, these people. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry here with the rest of us on the...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.